Good morning and welcome to the 2015 convention of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois. My name is Denise Avant. I am the president of NFBI. First of all, please don't forget to register. Everyone who is attending the convention, I'm asking that you register. Our registration area is out at the just outside of the doors of this room. Our special events chair, Patty Chang, is busy helping people to continue to get registered, so make sure to do that. As part of the registration, you will be given a free water bottle as long as they last. They are care of Invesco, who is a major sponsor of this year's state convention. And at this time, we want to take a moment to just thank Invesco for giving us these water bottles. Now, a few logistical things within our convention meeting room. At the back of the room is our Illinois Association of Blind Students table. Is there somebody back there? Can you shout out? Students? Okay, Adrian Falconer is back there, and back there you'll get a chance to meet many of our students. Plus, they are conducting a 50-50 raffle. You can buy one ticket for $2 or three for $5. The winner of that raffle will be... The winner of that raffle will be drawn at tonight's banquet. And at the back of the room also, you have the sales table. Mary Lou? Yay! All right. At the sales table, we have gift cards from Starbucks and Darbin, as well as a few hats that we have, baseball-style hats, and little backpacks, so go back and see Mary Lou. And also Braille, there's a few decks of Braille playing cards left over.
Madam President?
Yes, Dave. Oh, thank you. That's very important to know. In addition to that, we have our information table. So that is at the back of the room. Roberta, are you? Okay, Roberta is sitting right at the information table. You will find lots of information about the NFB in general, our affiliate. So please go back and take a look. All right. Yes, ma'am. It's also the lost and found. It's also the lost and found table. So if there's anything that you lose or that you find, please go over to that table and see Roberta. Now, since our last convention, a couple of our Federationists have passed away. We have Harold Palish from the Blackhawk chapter. He passed on March 21st of 2015. Ira Carl Miller from our chapter we had, the Prairie State chapter, passed on August the 31st of 2015. And I would like us to observe a moment of silence.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you very much. Now, there's some other welcomes that I would like to extend. We are very fortunate this weekend to have people from Minnesota with us. Dick Davis, who is going to be part of a panel. His assistant, Mark Barlow. And they have brought three of the students from Blind Inc. With them. Cody Beardsley, who is the president of the Minnesota Association of Blind Students. Cassandra Xavier, who is a poet, as we found out last night. And also Jessica Katzung. So we want to extend a hearty NFBI welcome to all of our guests from Minnesota. Please do so. Oh, and this person should not be forgotten. Candace Chapman, who is also from Minnesota, and she is our National Association of Blind Students rep. And she is also attending this convention. So please welcome Candace. Marco?
You have, I don't have a microphone for some reason.
Oh, you have a microphone over there?
No mic.
Just a moment, I will bring you a microphone. I don't know where you're.
And for, I've asked. Gina Falvo, who is our membership chair as well as a member of our Chicago chapter, to run the mics for me today. So, Gina. So go ahead, Marco. You got a door prize?
Thank you. I do. And we have a $50 cash from George and Linda Villa. Bill Reif.
Bill! All right, Marco. So we will have door prizes throughout our convention. Our convention chair is Marco Giannotti, ably assisted by Nancy Gardner. As you face the stage, on your right and my left is the door prize table. That is also the end where the ramp is. So for those of you who need to use the ramp, that's how you would come on stage. On my right and your left is the sound table, and that's where the stairs are. And let me just stop right now and thank our wonderful sound engineer person, Byron Lee. We should also give him a hand. You will find that Byron is a quite a musician here. I'm a magician, I meant to say. And a musician. But in any case, we have a full agenda. This first session will need to be done by 11:30 so that we can give the hotel an opportunity to turn over the room in time for lunch. That does not mean that I want to stifle questions. I'm just going to ask that if you have questions after the presentations, that you please be brief. If you have comments, just be brief. So we are. Yes, ma'am. Yes, we will be able to do that. Definitely. Okay. We want to. You know what? We'll do that right now, Kathy. Gina, can you get Kathy the mic, please?
Okay. We are very fortunate to have received donations from both the Oakville Lions Club in Southern Illinois of $500 and a $300 donation that will be arriving in Patty's mailbox if it hasn't gotten there quite yet from the Nashville, Illinois Lions Club. And there's 93 members in that club. of $300. And these donations are honoring Jody Whithouse, who we hoped would be a scholarship finalist, but she has gotten a tremendous fellowship, and I think is off doing fellowship things in social work for that funder. Anyway, we're going to start working with Lions Clubs, and I'm going to be tapping a lot of you guys, asking you to please start joining Lions Clubs, because for me to go talk to them and ask them for money, and I'm going to be joining my Lions Club in Jacksonville, Illinois, too. So we've got to put our bodies where our mouth and our questions and our handouts are as development chairman. So anyway, thanks so much to the Oakville and Nashville Lions Clubs in honor of Jody for their donations and sponsors.
All right, thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.